What are manga and anime? Good question. There is no short answer. So here's a long one. Pardon me for its length and its wandering. I was doing chain of thought writing. Many people might say manga are Japanese comics, and anime is the Japanese version of animation. Anime is usually, but not always, the animated version of popular manga. That's partially true, but it can be misleading. First of all, though an outsider might think Japan stole comics from the West, this is not true. Japan has been making cartoonish art for a very long time. There are humorous ink drawings of animals and caricatured people from hundreds of years ago bearing striking resemblances to modern manga. True, some aspects of manga are taken from the West, but its main features, such as simple lines and stylized features, are distinctly Japanese. It may be that Chinese art had more influence than Western art. Secondly, Japanese manga and anime come in all types for all sorts of people. Unlike the US, which generally seems to believe that comics are for kids, Japanese mangaka, manga writers, write for everyone from innocent young children to perverted, sex-starved men. There is even a category for ex-juvenile delinquent mothers. But even the kiddie stuff tends not to be as simple-minded as the American versions, not including intelligent American comics, but more thinking of TV shows. Children's manga and TV anime shows in Japan will sometimes depict death, while the US, on children's TV, seems determined to run away from such realities of life. Note how the US version of Go Lion, Voltron, deleted all references to one of the protagonists' deaths. And not surprisingly, much of Japanese manga and anime includes scenes of students in class or doing homework, or of people working in their offices. The work ethic seems omnipresent in the background. Manga and anime also tend to portray technology sympathetically. While some US comics seem almost to avoid it, or revile it, or simplify it as much as possible.